Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Threat, your go-to source for all things cybersecurity. Today we've got a lineup of stories that will make you double-check your digital defenses. Let's dive right in. Our first story comes from the Hacker News, and it's a real wake-up call for anyone using cloud services. It appears that CLI, Command Line Interface, tools for major cloud platforms like AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure could be exposing sensitive data. These tools are essential for managing cloud resources, but a misconfiguration in these tools could lead to a nightmare scenario for businesses. So, how did this happen? Well, it all boils down to improper access controls and misconfigured permissions. Attackers are exploiting these weaknesses to gain unauthorized access to cloud resources, potentially accessing sensitive data or even taking control of entire cloud environments. Imagine your company's financial records, customer data, or intellectual property falling into the wrong hands, all because of a misconfigured CLI tool. The risks here are enormous, not just in terms of financial loss, but also in terms of reputation damage and legal liabilities. To mitigate this risk, it's crucial for organizations to review and tighten their access controls and permission settings for cloud resources. Regular security audits and employee training on best practices for cloud security are also essential steps in protecting against these types of attacks. In our next story, reported by Bleeping Computer, we're seeing a surge in brute force attacks targeting VPN, virtual private network, services. Cisco has issued a warning about these attacks, which are being launched on a large scale against VPN endpoints. VPN services are a crucial component of remote work infrastructure, allowing employees to securely access company networks from anywhere. However, these services are now under siege from attackers using automated tools to guess passwords and gain unauthorized access. The implications of a successful VPN breach are severe. Attackers could potentially gain access to sensitive company data, compromise internal networks, and even launch further attacks from within. And with the rise of remote work arrangements, the importance of VPN security has never been higher. To protect against these brute force attacks, organizations should implement strong password policies, enable multi-factor authentication for VPN access, and monitor VPN traffic for any suspicious activity. Additionally, regularly updating VPN software and promptly patching any vulnerabilities can help prevent exploitation by attackers. Our final story, covered by The Register, highlights the dangers of SIM swap scams targeting T-Mobile customers. In this type of attack, fraudsters convince a mobile carrier to transfer a victim's phone number to a new SIM card under their control, allowing them to intercept calls, messages, and authentication codes. SIM swap scams can have devastating consequences for individuals and businesses alike. Once a fraudster gains control of a victim's phone number, they can bypass two-factor authentication measures, intercept sensitive communications, and even take over online accounts. To safeguard against SIM swap scams, T-Mobile customers and users of other mobile carriers should enable additional security measures such as PIN codes or passwords to authorize SIM card changes. It's also essential to remain vigilant for any signs of suspicious activity, such as unexpected loss of service or unauthorized account access. That wraps up today's episode of The Daily Threat. Remember, cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility, and staying informed is the first line of defense against digital threats. If you found today's stories valuable, be sure to subscribe to The Daily Threat for daily updates on the latest cybersecurity news and best practices. Until next time, stay safe and stay secure.